Okay, girl, how do you decide what's next after you've accomplished all the things you've set out to do?
Or have you looked at your list of goals and it's not hitting like it used to? We're talking all things goal reevaluation today. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany, the joke-cracking, detail-oriented friend who is always down the road when you need her. For the legal stuff, though, not the illegal stuff.
And I'm Germany, the loyal friend who keeps you laughing. I'm a ray of sunshine, and you can always find me on the dance floor. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boos.
How's it going today? How are you feeling?
The boo-boos to my babies.
The babies with boo-boo.
My boo-boo.
The babies with boo-boo.
I'm feeling good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah? How's your week?
My week has been, woo, child. It's been one of them weeks at work, you know, the kind that grab you by your coochie lips.
Yeah, get to pulling on your clit.
Girl, with a pair of tweezers. Yeah. I felt like my clit was grabbed by the tweezer with the pair of tweezers this week. Hate it.
It was one of those.
It was.
But we're here. How was your weekend?
Weekend was cool. It was chill.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was.
I had a relaxing weekend too. I went to the beach yesterday, which was nice.
Nice.
And it was cool tonight to have nothing on my like to-do list or agenda. Just get out there.
I had something. I went to my niece's birthday party and then chilled, and I went to church.
Oh, how was church?
Good. I went to a new church.
Oh, you went to?
No, I went to, it's called Oasis LA.
Oh, okay.
It's in Koreatown.
So you were on that side of town this morning?
Yeah.
You wore this to church? The
midriff? I had it.
Oh, clothes.
Come okay. on now.
I didn't know. I don't know.
I have on a crop top, y'all, but I have a sweater, coordinating sweater over it. So, of course, I had the.
Okay. So, how was that?
It was good. So, I went to this church because Marissa told me about it last time we were hanging out. She was like, I was telling her I want to go to church. And she was like, oh, you should come to my church, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, what kind of church is it? Kind of like, you know, the type of churches we like. And I was like, cool. So, I went. The praise and worship was good. The pastor, who is a pastor over the church, I like his vibe, a black guy, but it was a guest pastor today, so I didn't hear the word from the actual pastor. The word he gave was cool, but I think the word from the actual pastor.
We'll let you know if that's the home for you.
Yeah. So I have a couple churches that I want to go to, like one church, which I've been to before, and I listen to them online, but I want to go in person because, you know, it's the whole experience. I'm going to try Antioch again.
A tried and true.
Yeah.
Antioch is tried and true.
But I was in the house of the Lord.
Period. And that's what
And
matters.
I really liked being there.
Okay,
I
good. Liked being there. Good. What time was the service?
They have 3. So they have a 9 o'clock. That's the one I went to. 9:30.
Oh.
They have an 11:15, which tells you the duration of the service, you know.
Oh,
we like it like that.
Oh, no. Like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Perfect. Sweet spot.
I like it like that.
Perfect.
Like an hour some change. Mm-hmm. And then they have a 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So 9:30, 11. Yeah, then I came here.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was nice. Okay, goody. A nice weekend for everybody.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
Yeah, I'm going to Texas for work next week.
Yeah. Hot. Texas girlies are hot right now.
They are.
We're in our global boiling period. So.
Our global boiling era.
Yeah, y'all. We got to do better. We have to do better. It's going to take
everybody.
Let me
unbutton this, girl. I'm not at church right now.
Oh, it's going to take everybody doing their part. To get shit. I don't know if we can get out of it at this point, honestly.
It's going to take getting right with the Lord, because...
Yeah. We're at his feet at this point, okay? He's grabbing his keys. He's making his way back.
He's saying...
He just grabbed his keys.
Rep your set.
He done put our coordinates in his ways, and he's on his way back, baby.
Rep your set.
He's on his way back.
Because, listen... We got aliens, global boiling, inflation.
Shit is shaky. It ain't what it
shaky
used to be.
Shaky boy.
Yeah. It's kind of.
So, it was a chill weekend.
Good. So, what's up?
What is up? We are still in our goodie bag series, I guess, our goodie bag month of August, where I've been enjoying myself here. Last week, we talked about seasons. The week before that, we did our friendship cards episode, which the girlies enjoyed.
Yeah. I enjoyed that episode, too.
I did, too.
I like that.
We got the cards on deck. The next time we have a girls link up, we'll bring them along to, you know, play a little game.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. And so we're still here in our goodie bag, giving you a mix of episodes. But I feel like they're going to meet y'all where y'all are. And so we're in August.
Yeah.
We're a little over halfway through the year. Yeah. Nigga, because listen, 2023 got somewhere to go.
It's flying by. It's insane. I know we say that every year, but this year is really getting
the older you get.
This year
is it the older you get?
I don't know.
It was funny. I was talking to my mom, and she, how is my mom? My mom just had a birthday. She turned 56. Yeah, because I'm turning 35. And she was like, you know, time flies. I'm 56, and this came really quickly. I'm like, oh, I don't want to look up and be 56.
I mean, yeah, I mean, when you look up, 35 you know? Came pretty quickly, too.
Girl.
I remember just celebrating my 30th birthday.
What did you do? Oh, I know.
We had a party. Yeah.
Drake-themed.
Yeah, Drake-themed party. I literally remember that like it was yesterday. I remember what I wore. I remember how I felt. I remember who was there, the energy.
Same.
I remember everything. And I'm like, that was already 5 years ago.
Yes.
I remember my 25th birthday.
Was that at the little dancing joint?
It might have been, yeah.
You had two birthdays.
I'd be doing a lot of stuff, yeah. I just remember like all of these years where
I remember my 25th as well. I had it at the Barcade.
Oh, I remember that too.
I had my 25th at the bar. I had the Barcade, the 25th at the Barcade, then we had brunch, and then we went to Lock and Key. That was my 25th birthday weekend.
Time flies, like literally.
Yeah.
You look up and it's like, oh, here we are.
And 40. That feels like, yeah, yesterday. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Time is flying. It's true. It is true. I mean, even thinking about the pandemic, that seems like it was yesterday, but we like 3 years out.
And still,
you know, I'm just when you effects. Think about the way you conceptualize time
and I know.
How things really go by. When you look back, it's like that wasn't yesterday like we thought. And that's why we got to stop playing around with ourselves. Because time really is passing no matter what. Whether you're ready or not ready, whether you're doing something or not doing something, it's going.
It is.
It's flying by.
It is. And that's why we're here today, because we looked up and realized that we were a little over halfway through the year. And before we got to the end of the year, we wanted to take a look at like reevaluating our goals and just talking about like goal setting. Because if I'm going to be honest, and I've mentioned this on like our beginning of the year episode, it is a frequent activity for me to set some goals. And then they stay right there.
Yeah.
Set.
On the paper.
They stay set.
Listen.
They never go into go. Ready, set, and never hit go.
Right, they're on your marks. Get ready.
Yeah.
They're on their marks and getting ready.
Right, they're in the, what do they call those?
When in the blocks.
That part.
Yeah.
They be in the blocks and we never
come out.
Take off.
Like that. Was it Somalian? The Somalian, Somalis sent over somebody to run and they were like, this is nepotism. It was the person's niece and she wasn't even a runner. They sent her to represent the country.
What?
You just... I'll show it to you after.
This just happened.
That's how our goals look. And for anybody who's seen the meme, like she was running so slow, she like skipped across the finish line. Okay, that's what's happening.
Yeah, like you know, we set these goals and then we just set them and leave them there, and then you know we reach the end of the year and it's doing a rollover effect.
Yeah,
you know. So yeah. We wanted to get ahead of that and just reevaluate, and even in another way, like sometimes we set goals and. Our views change, you know, our desires change. And it's like, okay, maybe in January I was in a different space.
Right.
And now in August, I'm feeling different. I'm moving different. Mm-hmm. And that's not a goal that I even want to achieve anymore.
Right. Or maybe you have some goals that you're adding to your list now. Maybe that's another thing, you know, maybe that it's not even about, it wasn't even a goal that wasn't there. Now we're putting a goal on the list.
Yes.
You know, so
I like that too, because we have been conditioned to be like, you know, new year, new me, new goals. Like we have that January 1st mindset.
Yeah.
But January 1st is not the only time that we can set goals. No. Baby, you can set goals any day, anytime.
Right. Just like myself, and I don't know if I shared this on Patreon or wherever the fuck I shared it, maybe here, but
it like, becomes a blur.
Right. What Drake say, it was all a blur. That's what he said.
He said
the name of the tour. But when I'm turning 35 in October, and the 90 days before my birthday, I was like, okay, I really want to do whatever I can do to be my best self. Like that's a goal, right? Whatever it looks like. And obviously we're not at the top of the year. And I'm still being like, what can I do to be better?
Right.
So set your goals whenever you want. Maybe it's like a 30-day, 90-day, something that you just want to experiment with for a period. You can do that too.
Yeah. And then I was
also... The goal is your oyster.
The goal is your oyster. When you set goals, do you feel like your goals are based around like... things you want to achieve, like milestones, or are they more so centered around like the type of person that you want to become?
I think it's both. The type of person that I want, when I focus on being the type of person that I want to go, it makes it easier to achieve certain goals. So like the goal of looking my best and feeling my best, it comes with going to the gym. So I have to condition myself and remember, like, you're a person who goes to the gym. So then it's easier for me to check off going to the gym every day. So it's kind, they kind of work in tandem, if you will. But I am a milestone kind of girly.
Yeah.
For the most part, I'm a milestone kind of girly.
Same.
And that's, is sometimes I get bothered when I'm not able to achieve certain goals in a time, at a certain time. And I've been working to release myself from even thinking about goals in a time frame type of mentality, because it's not healthy, you know? And I had seen something the other day on Instagram. Somebody said something, I can't remember. It was a celebrity, but they were like, why give yourself a time frame? Why put yourself on a time frame to achieve your goals? You know,
like, oh, I think I saw this too.
Was it Russ? Was it who the fuck?
Who's Russ?
There's a rapper. Who was it?
Oh, I saw Russ. I think it was
him. It was Russ.
And
he was just talking about like all the work that you're putting in. It's unfair to put yourself on a time restraint. Like, I got to do this certain thing by 20. I got to do this certain thing by 30. That is so unfair.
Because then, like, what if that time passes and you just don't do it?
And no, or like, what happens if
it's not important?
Exactly. If you don't reach that goal by that time frame, like, your goal is still worth going after.
I saw that too. I saw somebody else had said something similar to Russ. Like, we put ourselves on timelines, but no, we give ourselves like deadlines, right? Like, we give a deadline. If I don't accomplish this by this time, then I'm just, you know, wow, I'm late, I'm behind. It's not even as like big or important anymore. But God don't work on deadlines.
Listen.
You know?
No,
he don't
doesn't
work on deadlines.
He doesn't.
In the Bible, people are achieving things at all different types of ages, hundreds of years old. Some younger, some are older, but it's like,
when your time, when it comes and it's supposed to be for you, it's not going to pass you. And we say that all the time. And I know that it's hard because we live in this society where we're always looking to the left, looking to the right, and seeing what everybody else is doing. And it makes it really challenging when there's so much messaging that's telling us we should be further. We need to be doing more. We should be hustling harder. Like, that is all happening. It's so perverse in our like society. You know, it's like you see it everywhere, but hell no. Set your
sights. It's a deconditioning, because I don't know why it's the ages of like 25, 30. 25 and 30 are like the ones where we really should have our shit together. And when in hindsight, it's like, that is so young. You want me to be married, have kids, have a house.
Yeah. Career. And
a career.
Hopefully you out of debt.
And every day I'm waking up as an almost 35-year-old just trying to make it through another day.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to make it through another day.
Yeah.
Honestly, truly, don't talk to me about no 25, 30, 30.
And a lot of the goals are antiquated. Like, a lot of the timelines that have been put in place for you to have reached a certain milestone is so antiquated. Like, think about the economy that we're currently living in, and the way that so many of us, a lot of you guys are post-grad, trying to get a job, new careers, in debt. The market is not what it once was when you can go out and get a job and then hustle and get a house.
Right.
That's just not the vibe. You know what I mean? And I know that for the boomers and the generations before, it was much more attainable. And I'm not saying that it's not, that we can't achieve it, but the conditions in the society that we're living in makes it harder to do certain things by certain ages.
Exactly.
Shit.
It looks different.
It looks way different. Even kids.
Even marriage. It's like y'all was getting married back when y'all was 18. Things were different. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, people aren't doing that.
No.
They're just fucking not. They aren't doing that. So don't look at me asking me, where's my husband? Where's yours?
And that's why we really have to free ourselves from the timelines. Don't let nobody project onto you. I'm speaking to myself too. Because they will. They'll get to project it. And it's like, what do you have in order?
And keep your eyes on your own page. Right. Exactly.
What do you have in order? Just worry about you. Baby,
we got to start worrying about ourselves. Speaking about worrying about ourselves, who holds you accountable? Is there anyone that holds you accountable for your goals, or do you feel like it's just a
free for all
individual? No, like, you know, I hold me accountable.
I hold me accountable if it's related to the business. I feel like you hold me accountable, or we kind of hold each other accountable because we do this thing together. But for the most part, I try to check in with myself, and it's difficult sometimes because, y'all, I will make an excuse. Yeah. I will. I'll make an excuse. I'll be like, oh my God, you know, my favorite is that time gets away from me. But it really do be getting away from me.
She loves to say that.
Time really do be getting away.
Somehow time. It's slipping away from me.
It be slipping away from me. I'm like, where the fuck
did the
time
go? That needs to be on the loop in your car.
I'm like, how did the time? It got away from me.
I don't think it slips away from you, though. I told you this.
The time really gets away from me. No. Oh my God.
It doesn't slip away from you. Everybody has the same amount of time. And then not to pull that, like, you know, Beyonce shit. No, I'm not on that type of time. I'm saying that we all have, like, you know, the 24 hours, and it's about, like, how we manage the time.
Right.
Because you don't have no kids.
Mine got on ice skates.
You don't have no kids or nothing. You know, like, you don't have no kids. You do work.
Yeah.
We do have the podcast, so you have two jobs. And I know there's other parts of life. But I think there's room for you to manage the time that you have.
I know.
Better, and then you won't feel like it's slipping away from
you. I'm like, why? What are you doing here? Yeah, that is how I feel sometimes. And I know that a big part of it is like, I have to get better at my time management. Because I'll look up and an hour will be gone. And it's not that I'm not doing it. I'm like, am I doing it slower?
It's the looking up for me.
Seriously. I look up and I'm like, am I doing this shit slower than everybody else?
What do you be looking up from? Like a task or?
It just, it depends. Sometimes I'm cooking and I'm like, damn, I done looked up and it's an hour and a half later. That's what I'm saying. Am I doing stuff slower than other people? Or I'll be like, I got to do this. I got to walk the dog. And I know everybody has to walk their dogs. But damn.
Do y'all go on long walks? Or?
Like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
15, 20 minutes. I know that there's an area of opportunity for me to manage my day better and really stick to whatever schedule that I'm making. That will help me. Like, I need to damn near write everything down, everything that I'm going to do, because I will deviate and go off into other paths and be like, okay, I'm going to do this now. Actually, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pick this thing up. And that don't work for me. That's not good for me.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Who do you feel holds you accountable?
Me.
Yeah.
I feel like I have good self-accountability. Like, I think it's just a part of my personality. You know, like, there's just something internally in me that's like, girl.
Do that thing.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what I also think I need to do is place more value on the things that I want to do. Mm. That will help me.
I think that will.
That will help me stick to my goals. Because I place a lot of value on my health and wellness, and I don't miss those things. I do them every week. It's like, it's been a part of my routine. It's embedded in who I am now. But there's other things where I'm like, if you really want to journal, if you really want to get in your word, if you really want to make it a priority, have it hold the same value to you that the other things in your life hold, that you are able to easily do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I can't, it's the prioritization.
It is a prioritization, and it's a part of the reason why I like have this like self-accountability is because I start to notice myself sounding like a broken record sometimes. Like, yeah. I want. And it's like, okay, then bitch, what are you doing for the things that you want?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause it could go there. It could stay there. It could stay there. It could go there and it could stay there. And it's like, I know that the things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, what am I going to do to make them come to fruition?
Right. It's the work that you have to put in.
It's the work that I have to put in. And then that's why it's like, okay, in the mornings, get up and go on your walk, girl. Mm-hmm. You know, get up and go on your, I usually go on like a 30 to 45 minute walk. Get up and go to the class, get up and go to church, get up and pull out the journal, get up and listen to something. Just get up and do the things.
Yeah.
And they are in a bunch of different areas, but it's like, I have to do them because I've realized that nobody is going to hold me accountable. I don't have anybody in my life who's going to call me or text me and be like, Brittany, did you do the things that you say you were going to do? Like, no one's checking in. Like,
do you think that would be helpful? So we know what each other wants to achieve just through conversation and being good girlfriends, obvi. But do you feel like it would be helpful if you had more people or your friends checking in like, girl, did you read your Bible today? Did you go on your walk? Did you journal? Do you feel like that would create more of a sense of accountability?
Yeah, of course. Like that would increase the motivation because like when you're doing stuff, like even if you're not doing the same exact thing, but I feel like when you're building community around it, mm-hmm. it increases the chance of it happening for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if somebody's like, girl, did you go to the gym?
Yeah.
It's like, no, but I'm going to do it. Like, you know, mm-hmm. did you, as soon as somebody say, did you do something that right. you know you were supposed to do and you didn't do it, it's like, let Damn. Me do it. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, you clocking me.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm like, okay.
I haven't done clocked. It. I didn't. But now that I know that you're on it.
And then you're watching.
Yeah, let me do it.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I think that it'll help. It's not, I won't say that it's a necessity for me to get it done, but it would like motivate and encourage me. Mm. You know?
Maybe we should share a few things like, hey, this is something that I really want to make sure I stick with through the end of the year and like build a habit around. Just like check in a few times a week to see, have I done these things?
That would be nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. of course.
So on your list of goals, well, let's start from the top. Do you have a list of goals, a running list?
Yeah, I have a few things that are on my list.
Okay, so on that list, what is there anything that you have erased as you've been journeying to learn more about yourself and what it is that you desire to where you're like, you know what, I actually don't want that anymore.
I haven't erased anything. The list is very small because I need to just focus on a few things at one time. So the things that I've written down that I really want to work on this year, I need to hold myself accountable and really do them. So there hasn't been anything that I've taken out. What about you?
I feel like no for me too, because I feel like my lists are usually pretty practical.
Yeah.
I do want to put some more lofty things on my list. I feel like I'm always intimidated to actually like write it down mm-hmm. because in my mind I'm thinking, girl, this ain't happening this year, and that's a problem. It doesn't have to happen this year.
Yeah.
If this is something that you want to happen, keep writing it down, and then you can create the actionable steps for it to happen whenever it's supposed to happen. It might not be in a year, but how are you just not writing it down at all?
What is one of those lofty goals? Get one of those lofty goals that you've refrained from writing down, if you know it at the top of your head.
To be a millionaire.
Okay.
I'll write down something, which I guess is like kind of a step. I'll write some. So my version of to be a millionaire, although it's not actually put to be a millionaire, I'll say like, I want to increase my income by 25%. Like,
or to be financially secure or stable or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I want to, you know, have the finances
to do the things that I want to do.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So write it down. Write it down and then figure out how can you get to that point. It's like little drops in the bucket, little things that'll help you get there. It's not going to be overnight, which we know, but like you even mentioned, just keep putting it on your list and keep working towards it. And eventually you're going to be able to scratch it off.
I need to write down more. I mean, I write down shit, but I need to write down like what my ideal life will look like, mm-hmm. you know, how I'll feel. Since, you know, we're talking about all of our goals not being centered around a milestone, but like incorporating how I want to feel.
Yeah.
I have room to do more of that because, girl, I'd be like, save some money.
Yeah.
Pay off this.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the goals that I'm adding to my list this year is to relax more and
chill.
No, like relax.
Nervous system.
Yes. Like allow myself the space to truly relax because I'm always rushing, thinking. My mind does not settle. And I think that's why. I started doing breath work this year. I've been doing it for like 2 months consistently. And I think that's why I really, really like it, because that's the only time that I can just sit and not have to worry about nothing. Literally, I know that's the only time throughout the week that my mind is quiet, that I'm not like, okay, what do I have to do? When do I have to do it? How can I do it? When, like, it's a constant loop, y'all. It's constant. When I'm walking out of the door, I'm thinking about, okay, I got to hurry up and get on the freeway. When I'm getting on the freeway, I got to hurry up and get off the freeway and get fucking into my job. And then when and I don't know how. I seen a fucking thread or a tweet. Somebody said, can y'all, anybody know how to relax? I'm like, somebody show me. Like, how to just be at peace with the present moment.
Right.
Whatever the present moment looks like. If I'm driving to work, if I'm getting ready to record, if I'm eating, if I'm getting ready for bed. Like, somebody tell me how to fucking chill.
Yeah.
How? I really want to work towards that this year.
Okay, so maybe, you know, I'm no practitioner or expert, but maybe, like, since you feel like that in the breath work, is there room for you to incorporate it outside of that once a week, or do you need to be in that setting?
I can. I just really enjoy that setting. Like, I really like connect in that setting.
Yeah.
And I can try. I haven't tried it yet, so I don't want to say, no, it doesn't work, but it's just the perfect environment for me to really do it.
It is a nice environment. I'll give you that.
So
it's a beautiful environment.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I could. It's just when I'm thinking, when, right? Is it in the mornings? Is it in the evening? Like,
well, it would need to be while I feel like, for the breath work, yes.
It needs to be in the morning because my day is already going and it's busy and stuff like that. And I live with my partner. So when we're home together, he's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. So maybe I'll try to incorporate it in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Like a quick little 5:30 to 6:15 type vibe.
Yeah.
And then you know what else I'll be thinking? I gotta hurry up and go to sleep so I can get up and do my breath work in the morning.
Yeah, girl, it's not stop with you. That's what I was telling her when we were talking about something. I forgot what we were talking about. I guess like sitting with our thoughts or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was saying that, like, yeah, I already know how your mind works. Like, you gotta wake up and go to work. And then when you're on to work, you're thinking about when you get to work. And then when you get to work, you're thinking about when you get off work. And then when you get off work, you're thinking about making it to your workout.
Yeah.
And then after your workout, you're thinking about
going to bed. Yeah, that's literally how my mind works. I have to start really seriously meditating.
You do.
That's the only way that I will be present in the moment. I have to start seriously meditating because my mind is crazy up here. It's crazy. And I want to do better. So that I'm adding relax, be present to my list. And that seems...
It don't seem like nothing.
Good.
You know?
Because it's on my motherfucking list.
If that's something that you need to do... Listen, we all have our things that we need to do.
Yeah.
I need to put on my goal list. Stop idealizing motherfuckers.
You feel like you've done it recently, though?
No, but I want to keep it in my mind.
Yeah.
You know, you have, yeah, like, that's what the point of writing things down, I think, and referring to them frequently as reminders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, catch it.
Yeah.
You see it happening. You see it happening. Catch it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Because if it's a part of who I am, I can easily slip back into it. It has to be a conscious effort for me to be like, we're not doing that. We're actually not doing that because you know you can do that. So let's do something different. That's the thing with this shit.
Yeah.
When you're making it a goal, like, I'm making it a goal to do something differently than I've normally been doing, whatever that looks like.
Yeah. Write it down. We're writing everything the fuck down.
It is written.
Have you ever reached a goal and it didn't feel the way you thought it would or you expected?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because when I'm writing the goals, for me personally, when I'm writing them, it's not that I don't think that I can achieve them, but it's just not something that I've done yet. So I'm placing a high expectation on it. Like, when this happens, I know it's going to feel so good, or like, you know, this is going to be lit. And a lot of the times that has not happened. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what I've realized is a lot of those goals are usually like milestone goals or something based around like a big achievement, something associated with work.
Yeah.
I feel like they feel better if it's something like, a goal based on the type of person I want to become, which is why I want to have more of those type of goals, because I probably won't be disappointed, or it probably will feel good. Like, you know, it probably will exceed the expectation. But if it's about a goal based on like an accomplishment, usually when I accomplish it, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, did it. Did it. And now we're on to the next.
What's next?
You know, I felt that way. I remember when I first started my locks, and this is superficial as fuck, but when I first started my locks, I was like, ooh, I can't wait till my hair gets this length, and then my hair is that length, and I'm like,
Now you want to comb them out.
I'm like, exactly. It's like it happens in our lives, even in the ways that are so small and superficial. You know, you get to a certain goal weight, or, you know, you achieve your clear skin, or, you know, and then you don't even experience gratitude for it. You don't even express gratitude for it. Like, oh, you know, and even when people will say, oh my God, your hair is so long, I'll be like, it doesn't feel long to me. You know?
How?
It just doesn't. And it's also because now I've set a new goal. Right. I can't wait till my hair gets this long. Then it'll feel long. Then
I know. I'd be doing that too.
You know? And I'm just saying with my hair, but we do that with so many things.
We do, because it was like, I can't wait till we reach six figures. And
yeah,
we reach had that, and it's like, okay, now we need actually.
And it's like nothing is ever good enough. Nothing. Girl. We get to a point, and it's never like, oh, I feel fulfilled at this point. I would hope that that eventually happens, but we just look into more ways that we can try satisfying ourselves, try fulfilling ourselves. A few years ago, I moved right from the area that I was living in. I loved it, and you know I loved it, and I moved into the city, and now I'm trying to get out of the city.
Why did you want to move there?
To the city? I just felt like it just, you know, we were talking about different areas and then like areas that were coming up and da 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, that would be cute. Right. And I said, oh, that goes back to the beginning. Like, how are you setting these goals? Is it because somebody says something or somebody influences you?
Right. Or how you really feel.
Or how you really feel. Right. Because now that I'm thinking about it, if I had to go back knowing how I feel in certain areas, I probably wouldn't be living in the area that I'm living in.
Right. You would realize this is not really the vibe I want to live in.
It's not the vibe I want to live in. Although I love being
centrally located
and accessible to everything that's going on. My day to day, my nervous system needs to be outside of the city. And that's just what it is. Or in a more residential area of the city. But that, you know, it's like I moved. I feel like this was a great move. And it has been an okay move. But now I'm like, now I got to get a fuck about the city. I'm plotting on that. I'm looking for places. I'm like, keep your eyes open. I'm manifesting. I need to be moved by.
Girl.
You know, it's all of the things. Even now when I'm talking to Andres, he'll say something. I'm like, when we move. Not if. When. You have to say when we move. Mm-hmm. We got to be on the same page about what the energy that we're putting into this moving situation.
Because we're like, doing it
when
together.
We move over there, when we go over there, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, let's get in the same page.
Yeah, girl, you do got to change the verbiage and to really
the mindset,
the intention, mm-hmm. all of it, to just make sure your goals are on the right track. You know what I'm saying? Because we can write them down and they can stay right there, and we don't want that. I don't want that.
Yeah, personally. And that you're choosing goals that really align with the person that you are, the person that you want to be. Not because everybody else is doing a certain thing.
And not just chasing milestones.
Period.
So, y'all, we have some tips and tricks on how you can work through reevaluating your goals, and we're going to get into them right after this.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this. You're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, y'all. So before we get into our tips and tricks, we have to let you know how things run over here. Okay, so we have a little bell that you can hit to make sure you're notified of our new episodes. And then you can also follow the show. And while you're over there, leave a comment. Let us know what you feel about the episodes, if they resonate with you, if you're enjoying the content. We appreciate that, and we love the feedback. So do us a solid and help us out.
Period. You can also join us over at the Homegirl Hangout. This is our exclusive membership community where we give more of what you already love, what you're getting here. Over there, we have bonus episodes, our audio affirmations, our challenges, our Discord, our book club, so many things. And also, while we're speaking about community, y'all, join us on August 19th. We are running back our BYOE picnic, our Bring Your Own Everything picnic here in LA. So if you are in the LA area, if you're visiting the LA area, if you'll be in the neighborhood, stop by and link up with the girls. We had such a good time.
We did. It was a good time.
It was a good ass time. The information is down in the show notes for you to just register. You're just registering, letting us know you're pulling up. We just like to get a little head count.
Yes. And to keep the good times going, it's time for us to hit the road again. It's time for us to hit the road. Our She Connects Unlocking Sisterhood Retreat is back again. Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't released the tickets yet, but they're coming really soon. So you may want to sign up for our newsletter. Spots are limited.
Very limited.
They're very limited. And let me just let y'all know this small little fun fact. A lot of the girls who came last year are already calling dibs on spots. So if you want to come hang out with the girls, connect internationally, have a good time. This is going to be amazing vibes. I'm super excited.
I think we should just tell them where we're going.
We're going to Belize. I thought we told them that.
Did we? Oh, I don't think so.
Maybe we're going to Belize.
Yeah.
And we are
going to be in Belize.
A beautiful itinerary plan. There's going to be boats. There's going to be drinks. There's going to be connecting.
There's going to be a ton of stuff. Sign up so that you get all the tea, because honey, we're having a blast. We're gonna have a blast,
and the standard is high.
Listen,
the standard is high. Mm-hmm. So sign up for our newsletter so that you can make sure you secure your spot.
Yes.
Let's shout out our homegirls real quick.
Yeah.
That patrons joined the homegirl hangout. We have Brianna.
Hey, Brianna.
Hope.
Hey, Hope girl.
Leah.
Hey, Leah.
Tina.
Hey, Tina.
And KM.
Hey, KM. We love an initial mommy.
Hey, KM,
what's up?
KM, welcome. We appreciate y'all. Love y'all for joining us over there.
Yes. You are the wind beneath our wings. Okay, mommies, it's time to get back into the show. Let's get into some solutions.
All righty.
This would not be the Black Girl Bravado if we did not have some tips and tricks for your toolkit.
We would not.
Some tools for your toolkit, rather.
Right, but we are. So let's get into them. So, first suggestion would be to reflect on the goals you have previously set. So we are evaluating how far we have come and how far we want to go. Mm-hmm. Knocking the dust off of those lists, which I just recently had to do because I hadn't looked at it.
Right. I realized I ain't even had nothing written down. I said, it's all up here. It's all up here.
Yes. I looked through it. I checked off some of the things that I accomplished that felt good. I'm like, okay, I've been on somewhat of the right track. You know, that felt good. So do that. Give yourself credit for those things that you were able to check off. And then for the things that you haven't done, determine why you've stopped working towards those goals. Are you having worked towards them? Is it because it's no longer a desire of your heart? Is it because you've been slacking, you forgot about it? And then focus on your why. Like, why did I set this as a goal? That can help you get back into the mindset to accomplish it. You know, like, I put this here for a reason. Right. Why is that? Let me get back on track. I said I want to save money and I've been doing the opposite.
Listen, spending.
Let me readjust.
Yes.
Or maybe I actually don't want to save. Maybe I'm enjoying the things that I'm spending money on,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because that happens too. That happens too. I feel like I'm in my spending money era. I've accepted it. I'm like, there are things that I need to do and I cannot.
I've been feeling like that too, because I've been feeling like I'm in my living era.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in the era where I just want to like live and have a good time.
Same.
And I'm not in my saving era. You know, like, yeah, I want to do stuff.
And that part is difficult for me. I feel like I'm in that era, but the era that wants me to be like, save, you have a goal, you want a house, you want to do this. That part is holding me, trying to hold me back. But I'm like, get your ass off my shoulder. Get off my shoulder.
Yeah.
We doing some things. So yeah, you could do both.
You could figure it out. You know, Figure out a way to do both.
What makes them prioritize?
Yes.
That's what you got to do.
Yes.
Okay. Second tip is to determine what your goals still are. So similar to what Brittany was mentioning, we're focusing on whether the goals on our list still hold our interest, right? Yeah. If you wrote down to pick up a new hobby or learn a new skill, and maybe you were specific about that skill, tennis, for example, though the girls were really in their tennis learning era. I seen this TikTok or that said, I feel like what golf is to older Black men, tennis is to Black women. Mm, so
I can see that
a lot of the girlies as we age pick up tennis,
pick up their racket.
Exactly. So if maybe learning tennis was on your list, maybe do it a little assessment. Why was tennis placed on my list? Was it something that I seen on social media? Did the homegirl say we start in a tennis club? Mm-hmm. What was it that made me put this thing on my list? If you have a real good answer, or it aligns with the person that you are, the person you want to be, then keep moving towards that goal. If not, feel free to take it off. And don't make yourself feel badly. There's nothing wrong with looking at your goals and being like, this no longer makes sense for me. Take it the fuck off. Because I think that's something else. Seriously, something else that can like weigh in on our decision to move forward with a thing or not. We'll be like, I put this down. I need to move forward. Right. I need to commit. I committed to it. Y'all, if it don't no longer make sense, do away with it.
Yes.
Do away with it. We can only give our time, our energy, our resources to the things that really matter to us. And if it no longer matters, or you realize this ain't doing what it once did, it's a done data.
Right. And we already know we're easily influenced.
Yeah.
We talked about that a couple episodes back. So with that knowledge, it should be no surprise that there's some things that landed on the list that don't really pull at your heartstrings when you look back at it. Like, let's go ahead and get it off of there.
Get that off.
The next step tip, combined.
This is the step you're taking and the tip you're going to take with you.
Let's create an actionable plan to achieve our goals. Mm-hmm. So we can just create a whole new list with some rollovers and some new things. Yes. And think about, okay, what are going to be the steps that I have to implement to actually accomplish these goals? Because sometimes I just stop at the goal and I don't list the things. And if you break it down into smaller things versus just the bigger goal, I think you'll realize that, oh, I'm starting to achieve more things. Mm-hmm. Like, if I just put on my list that I want to run a 5K and I don't schedule in my weekly training, because that's a thing, you know, especially if you're a marathon girly, I don't schedule in my weekly training. I don't adjust, you know, my diet if that's necessary. Then I'll realize when it comes time to do that 5K or run that marathon, I don't feel prepared and it doesn't happen, or I just don't even get there, you know? So break it down, create some actionable steps so that you can actually achieve the goals that you want.
Mm-hmm. Love it. In alignment with that, and along with that, we're developing timelines. So write down when you plan to reach these goals.
That helped.
Yeah, you got to put it on. Put it down on your calendar,
put
y'all.
Put it on wax.
Put it down. Put pen to paper. Include some check-ins. You know, hey, by this time, I want to be doing this. I want to have been able to do this. For instance, I had said at the top of the year, I want to learn a new skill. The new skill was DJing. I have been toying with it. I have bought all my little equipment and all of the things. And more recently, I was like, I need to be able to perform a 30-minute set by my birthday. That is what I want to do for my 35th birthday. I want to invite all the homies out and then y'all watch me set the vibe and I need to see booties shaking. Okay, that's what I want to do. And I had gotten pretty consistent with like doing a set. That's what I call it at home. Like, you know,
yeah,
playing a set at home. And then because time began to wait for me, I had stopped. And the practicality is, if that's my timeline, if that's my milestone, by your birthday, you need to be able to do a 30-minute set. I need to be comfortable with what I'm doing and making sure that I'm setting small time frames where I can practice at night. So if I come home, make sure time is carved out for you to practice for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, really my goal is an hour every night, but an hour is not always attainable. It's not always practical. So it's better for me to at least do 30 minutes versus none.
Yeah.
Because I'll keep saying, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to do it tomorrow. Tomorrow come and then I don't do it. And then the next, I'm tired of the tomorrows. What did Glorilla
say? That's
said,
why I love tomorrow.
Damn. I'm tired of tomorrow. That's why I'm tired of tomorrow. I need to do my shit today. Okay.
You do. And putting that timeline of your birthday definitely will help hold you accountable.
Girl, that's already holding me accountable. Every day I don't do it, I'm like.
It's like, girl, the birthday coming up.
I know. I keep saying, I'm like, okay, I have 60 days. Okay, I need to be able to do it. Because that's really what I want to do.
That's what's going
to
help you tap in, having that. Otherwise, if you just said, like, you know, I want to learn how to DJ, you wouldn't have something that you're necessary. You'll have something that you're working towards, but the timeline, the deadline,
put a
or let's just
pressure.
Say timeline, not deadline.
Timeline, yeah.
Holds you accountable. That's how I felt with my my test, my exam.
Yeah.
I was lollygagging until I really had that date that I couldn't push back no more. I'm like,
now you, girl, really, you really pedal to the metal.
You really only have 60 days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's interesting what we can accomplish in 60 days. When we really put our minds to it, because you probably thought, I can't take this. I can't
I
do this
I didn't. People
60
were
days.
Like, it takes... People were like, Kayla was like, my coworker really locked in and didn't go anywhere for 6 months. I'm like, huh? Exactly. I don't have that. I can't lock in like that.
I got 60 days.
I have 60 days and I don't want to just like... I don't want to devote all my time to this like that.
I know.
You know, I want to still live. I'm like, I got 60 days. How can I make this work for me in 60 days? I got an hour a day for you.
And maximize the moment. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
We have to maximize our moments, all of them.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, hopefully those tips help you. Hopefully we have inspired you or motivated you to reevaluate, you know? So as time is passing, you don't feel like your goals are slipping out of your hands, slipping exactly. between your fingertips, and things aren't happening for
and
you.
And you're being left behind in your own life.
Yes.
That sucks.
It does.
To look up and being like, I thought I had this shit together, and I don't.
Because this is when it happens. It's the day-to-day. We see people, you know, reach their goals, and make their accomplishments, and we be like, how did that?
Right, bitch, how they were locked in. They had some shit written down.
Yeah, and it's
they were
like,
committed.
This is a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a part of it.
Yeah.
So let's be a part of that number.
Yeah, we got to stop treating life like a dress rehearsal. We're here. The show is on. You actually are supposed to be on the stage.
The lights are on. Hop out.
People are in their seats.
They're waiting.
Get your ass out there.
And perform.
That's it.
Okay, y'all. So stick around. We have one more segment coming up after this. Okay, y'all, we have reached the final segment of our show. It is time to pick up a pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So this is a gem. It's a book. It is a New York Times bestseller, which helps me because this is a book that I haven't read. But I saw a girl talking about it on TikTok. And then I went to Amazon and I read the reviews and period. So the name of the book is Saving Time, Discovering a Life Beyond the Clock. Mm. It's by Jenny O'Dell. She's from the town, Oakland. And basically, the book is about like redefining our relationship with time, because that can have us in the chokehold. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just thinking about living life differently, not being so strict on ourselves and fucking high stress.
I like that. I have a bunch of Audible credits. I need to just use
them. Oh, yeah. Get it.
I have tons.
Get it.
Tons.
Get it.
Saving time.
Saving. Yes, saving time. It's called Saving Time, and it is on Audible.
Okay.
So go ahead and get that.
I'll be grabbing it and okay. letting y'all know how I enjoyed it. Okay, girlies. Well, we've come to the end of the road. That is it for today's episode. But we will be back next week with more Black Girl Bravado. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.